Hello friends, welcome to Sahil Sharma Podcasts, where you get all the information related to the problems in your life. Today we are going to discuss how to deal with someone who won't forgive you. Also we will discuss some effective tips to deal with such people. Forgiving people is a divine quality, but practically it is difficult to forgive anyone. For this reason, some people do not forgive others and keep hatred in their hearts and keep degrading themselves. Have you ever hurt someone? Do you feel bad about that? Do you feel atonement for your mistakes? Have you asked them for forgiveness? What if they won't forgive you? How to deal with someone who won't forgive you? Let us discuss it all in detail. I have hurt many people in my life and grown up dealing with forgiveness and resentment. Similarly, many people hurt others in their life. Sometimes our mistakes are easy to forgive, but sometimes it creates some drastic problems for us. We should definitely apologize for our mistakes, but it is in another person's hands to forgive or not. How he/she is feeling right now will affect your chances of forgiveness. They may or may not forgive you. They may think to avenge their loss by hurting you back. It is their mental concern, and we should not do anything in this regard. They may hate you and create a distance with you. They may dispel you out from their life. They may not think about your intention or context of hurting them. Their mind will be driven by feelings of hurt and revenge. They will never think to reconcile with you. Their mind will be in a very agitated condition. This may be the state of one's mind who is suffering from your hurt. But you cannot change their opinion for you. You can only explain your expression of guilt for doing the wrong against them. The truly you explain your regression of wrongdoing, there may be chances to influence their mind and dwell a feeling of empathy or forgiveness for you. But still, there may chances arise if they don't forgive you. How would you deal with the feeling of regret when someone won't forgive you? If the other person does not forgive you, it makes our mind unstable sometimes, and with that, we get in bouts of doubt. We feel guilt for our mistakes, but if we won't deal with them sooner, it will dwell many more negative feelings or emotions in our mind. Studies show that people who forgive are happier and healthier than those who hold resentments. The first study to look at how forgiveness improves physical health discovered that when people think about forgiving an offender, it leads to improved functioning in their cardiovascular and nervous systems. Feeling of guilt associates with hate, self-doubt, jealousy, and dishonesty, etc. So if we feel very depressed by our mistakes and get depressed if we don't get an apology for our mistakes, hatred dwells against ourselves. We lose confidence and courage in ourselves. Maybe you were a bad person, so they are not forgiving you. But if someone won't forgive you, do not get depressed. If they don't forgive you, it does not mean that you cannot change yourself, or improve yourself. To improve yourself and become the best version of yourself is fully in your control. Do not get depressed by thinking about your past mistakes or failures. What had been past is never going to come back again, but the future will bring many more opportunities to prove yourself. So instead of thinking about the past, work hard to improve yourself. No one is perfect, and mistakes make us to improve ourselves from before. So not feel bad if you make mistakes, but always practice to learn from it. Then your mistakes will help in creating a royal road to success. There are many examples in history that shows us the importance of mistakes or failures on the path to success. Others may or may not forgive you, you should definitely forgive yourself. By forgiving yourself, you dwell a feeling of self-love in your heart. You are the master of your life, so it's your responsibility to live it in the way you want. You have to suffer the consequences of your good or bad deeds in a direct or indirect way. But keeping the feeling of envy or depression will ruin your energy to live life. Forget about the past hurtful experiences and always ready to look for the upcoming opportunities in your life. Do not keep the burden of grudges on your head, it will reduce your pace to success. When we feel guilty for our mistakes and apologize for them, and they don't forgive us, it is totally a natural thing to happen. With time passes, affection or respect or whatever we feel for that person get reduced in our heart. We keep patience in our heart and accept their decision of not forgiving our mistakes. We can't demand it by force, rather we have to accept what they choose. We have to keep our minds stable and calm, do not allow their decision to affect our peace of mind. The person to whom we ask for forgiveness is also not a perfect person. He/she also does mistakes in life and grew up in life. It is human nature to do mistakes. So it is not an abnormal thing to react or to get depressed with mistakes. Rather acquire the godly quality of forgiveness in life. It will help humans to grow faster with love and compassion in their hearts. Replace the feelings of hate, revenge, and dishonesty with love, forgiveness and honesty. God forgives our sins and accepts us with all our mistakes. God wants us to acquire those divine qualities that He has prescribed in the holy books. We can ask for forgiveness for a certain time, but if the other person had already decided to not forgive, we should not have any need to go for it. Rather, we should forgive ourselves for hurting them and move ahead in life. There are a lot of unpredictable things to come in life. Grow yourself and always keep a learning attitude, it will help in the higher elevation of your mental consciousness. Upgradation for your consciousness from material entanglement gives you eternal joy and bliss. When someone becomes successful in life, people's opinion about that person gets changed. So focus more on your goal and avoid such unnecessary disturbances in your life. Do not get so much attached with any lustful propensities. Lust is the biggest enemy of humans. So today we will discuss the benefits of forgiveness and also we will discuss how to deal with people who won't forgive us. Forgiveness is an attribute of strong people, so we must definitely acquire it in life. So here we are going to discuss the most effective tips on how to deal with someone who won't forgive you. Best tips on how to deal with someone who won't forgive you. These tips will help you know why forgiving other is beneficial for you and what role it plays in a happy life. Let's discuss them in detail. Forgive yourself. You may have heard many times in life that forgiveness is not for others, it is for ourselves, it benefits us. If the other person is not forgiving your mistakes, do not feel envy for yourself. You should give yourself a chance to improve yourself by forgiving your mistakes. We should not force others to forgive ourselves. It takes time to heal mental wounds and then they may forgive you. You should not create hurdles in your path of success by dwelling negative and deluded thoughts and emotions in your mind. Move on. Life is very unpredictable. There is no certainty of how long a person may live. But this is not a negative thing to be feared of. Rather, we should be more focused on living happily and peacefully. You can live the life with joy and harmony that you want. Do not waste time thinking about the hurtful moments of the past. There is no any sense of thinking about our past. Forgive yourself for your hurtful acts of the past and move on in life. Realize your true potential and concentrate your mind to achieve your goal. Don't repeat the mistake. Making mistakes is not a bad thing, but repeating it can become a worse thing for us. If you have done some mistakes, take lessons from them and improve yourself. Practice to improve yourself every time you make mistake in life. Your learning attitude will help you look for opportunities even in an adverse situation. Do not get worried about people's opinions about yourself. Opinions will change when you become a successful person. Love yourself, make good habits in life, it will help in making your mind positive. Learn from mistakes. This is the key to success. Every successful person does not have achieved that goal in a single day. They have gone through a lot of heartbreaking mistakes and hurtful experiences. And their courage to overcome that hurtful experience had made them achieve their goal. What seems like an overnight success has a struggle and hard work for several nights. People love results, else they will continue to criticize you. But if you take their criticism positively, and consistently work for your goal, you will also become successful. Become neutral with them. When we met with the person you hurt after some time, talk with them in a neutral way. Do not try to be more personal and also keep a friendly way to them. Do not treat the way you were before. Maybe if all is set well, you will get close again, but it will take time. You have to start with some new and positive ways to create empathy in their heart. If there is love between you and your partner, then it will go all set. Otherwise, you should just talk normally without considering any past connection with them. Self-respect. Self-respect concerns with us. What we feel, how we think for ourselves, and how we care ourselves, show our respect for ourselves. The more you respect yourself, the more respectful you behave with others. Do not lose your self-respect for anyone. If someone is not giving you that importance, leave them respectfully. Do not allow any negative feelings to deteriorate your self-respect. Listen to your inner voice and work to grow up in your life. Focus on goals. When we set a superior goal to achieve in life, we have to be ready to sacrifice for it. Everyone may leave you in between the way to success, you have to muster enough courage to keep on going on the way to success. You also have to be ready to remove negative people from your life, who are envy of your success. Such people do not want you to achieve your goal. Do not feel sad when you lose relationships with such people. The one who cares for your success and always support you will always love you and keep supporting you. Compensate their loss. If you can compensate for the loss you have made to someone, there may be chances that they will forgive you. While they forgive you or not, if you are able to compensate for their loss, you should definitely do that. It will help your mind, bringing a little peace and empathy. Doing what we can do for others is the right approach to help people. Try to make a balance in your mind between positive and negative energies. When you put positive thoughts and information in your mind, it will work in a positive way. Let time pass. Keep patience in your heart. Do not get panic when people do not forgive you or misbehave with you. Accept all the challenges that come in your life, and fight with them. If you have hurt someone and they don't forgive you because of the anger or pain they are suffering, stay calm and let the time pass by its pace. Time will help both of you to recover from the pain and move on. After some time they may forgive you and all will become normal. But if they do not forgive you, now will have become stable enough to overcome the feeling of regret and focus in your life. Do not regret. Do not regret for your mistakes, rather look to correct them. Regret will make you more depressed and envious. You will start hating yourself for your mistakes and do create more trouble for yourself. If you have done something wrong against someone, feel sorry and apologize to them. The sooner you will apologize to a person, you will better overcome the feeling of regret. Atonement for your mistakes is better than regret. Regret creates negativity for oneself. In the effort to make others happy and comfortable, firstly you should make yourself happy and comfortable. Try to reconnect. Hate, jealousy, dishonesty creates distance in relationships. But if there is a feeling of true love between you and your partner, you will forgive each other sooner or later. Take some time to understand all the aspects of mistakes and also think from your partner's point of view. It will give you more understanding about the matter. If your partner has distanced you, do not go there at that time. Give them some time to heal the wounds, and after some time you should definitely go there. Love creates a strong bonding between people and it will help you get your partner again in your life. Do not blame others. Do not complain about not forgiving you, it should not be taken by force. If they are happy by not forgiving you, make yourself calm. Forgiveness is an attribute of the strong and everyone does not afford it. So if they are not forgiving you, it will also affect them. The feeling of hatred, envy, or revenge make one's life miserable and painful. It will lower their rate of growth in life, and their ego to not forgive you will make a hell for them. The Supreme God has forgiven our all sins and accepted us, so we have to follow the path prescribed by God to achieve liberation. Keep a positive opinion. As I have explained in many of my articles, that the mind is the master of our life. And it is very flickering in nature. It can make your life as beautiful as heaven and also can make it like hell. It is the best friend of humans if it is in control. but also it is the greatest enemy of ours if it takes control on us. Controlling the mind is very difficult, but it can be controlled with regular practice over time. There are many ways described in our holy scriptures to control our mind and its activity. Ready to help others. If others do not forgive you, it doesn't mean that you are now become enemy or like that. We can still live together and work together. Forgiveness comes from the heart, and when they feel to forgive you, they will definitely do that. But as a good person, we can live together and work together without creating violence or disturbances to each other. We should do our best in our life. And we can help each other in need, for the sake of humanity. Also, there are examples when the feeling of hatred and revenge is imposed by love and forgiveness. So be a good person in genuine. Pray for others' well-being. As we talked in above points about helping each other and living peacefully. This also works in a similar way. Pray for everyone in your surroundings and also for those who are angry with you. If they are angry with us, it doesn't mean that person is not important to us. We should bless them for their good well-being. When we give positivity to the universe, it returns to us in another way. So do not think of bad for others. A positive person looks for positivity in every situation. Good gesture. Keep a good gesture for those who don't love you. We live in a society with people of different cultures and religions. And we live peacefully with all these varieties in society, even we enjoy others' festivals and cultures. Similarly, when we keep a good gesture for others in our heart, it will benefit in our personal and professional life. People may get impressed by your positive gesture and will want to make friendships with us. It will help in removing negativity in our surroundings. Leave them. If they don't want you to be a part of their life, you should also don't hesitate to leave them. It will bring relief to both. Do not give them chance to become a disturbance to your life. No need to be in someone's life forcefully. As time passes, both will overcome the pain and your mind will be freed from unwanted thoughts and emotions. You are leaving to cure the mental wounds given by any unexpected person. So do not feel sad leaving them, because the purpose of disconnecting is to cure wounds. Don't beg for forgiveness. Never beg for forgiveness. Seeking forgiveness and begging for it has two different meanings. I must say, do not beg for it. If you receive it by begging, your relation with that person will still not that fruitful than before. Forgiveness comes from heart by its own. It depends on the person if she feels to forgive or not. And just by saying I forgave you doesn't mean they have forgiven you. Until they remove the feeling of grudges and hatred from their heart will not allow forgiving you. Become successful. They may not forgive you to make you depressed and become fail in life. They will be jealous of you. But if you have some superior goal in life, you should more focus on that and ignore such silly troubles in life. Nothing is permanent in this materialistic world. Everything is an illusion, only the Supreme Godhead is the universal truth. So keep faith in the Almighty God and in His dealings and you will be definitely successful in life. Every trouble in life comes to make us stronger and more determined. Keep calm. It is not so troublesome when someone does not forgive you or is angry with you. Do not get envious of that. Keep your mind calm and focus on learning. Life teaches every time you face trouble in life. Do not just focus to achieve more and more materialistic things. Work to upgrade your mind and it will give you real joy. A peaceful mind will enjoy more than a mind full with lustful propensities. Keep calm and work to upgrade your mind to a higher level of consciousness. Don't be offensive. If they reject your forgiveness or do not accept it, keep patient in your heart and stay calm. Do not get offensive to them, for not forgiving you, rather just leave them quietly. Being offensive will make it more complicated and hurtful. Don't burst your anger for not forgiving you. Accept the hurt. If someone does not forgive you, it will feel hurt, disappointed, and discouraged. They may be doing this intentionally to hurt you back. Accept the pain and do not complain against it. Life brings many pleasurable and miserable experiences to us. One who practices detachment will easily overcome all such temporary dualities of world. The person you hurt will also overcome the pain and be normal in the future. So there is no need to taking too seriously when someone doesn't forgive you. Thank you. Give your valuable feedback regarding this podcast. In addition, if you like the podcast, do share it with your friends so that they must know the role of forgiveness in a happy life and know the effective tips on how to deal with people who won't forgive others.